FM 90.3 WJTL, Hope Dar's Mighty Name of Jesus. Good morning to you. It's 7:22.
Congratulations once again to Lindsay Zook from Lancaster. Lindsay won a pair of base camp passes to Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. You can visit them online at refreshingmountain.com. Weather-wise today, that code orange air quality alert in effect all day long. Otherwise, sunny skies and a high of 87 degrees. Tonight looking partly cloudy with a low of 62. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 87. Right now in Lancaster, sunny skies, about 62 degrees. In Harrisburg, 61.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Dana Myers, is here. She's the director of charitable giving at Brittany's Hope. And Dana, before we start talking about Brittany's Hope, happy Global Running Day. Did you run today?
I did run today.
Yeah, how long did you run today?
8 miles.
8 miles. So, that's amazing. So. Congratulations. So. You have somebody you have a graduate from college and a high school graduate.
Yes.
This season.
And the graduate, they are both runners. Yeah. So that's great. Yeah, our whole family runs and that's exciting.
I love that.
Yeah.
And speaking of graduation time, you guys are celebrating 25 years of Brittany's Hope.
Yes.
And you have some great success stories of some of the kids who have grown up as part of the Brittany's Hope family.
We do on both sides of the story. But yeah, what I wanted to talk about, you know, when we talk about adoption, so we have, like, in 25 years, 1,612 kids who have been united with their forever families. And they are all kids with special needs. And that can be a sibling group, a mental or physical disability, or just they're older. So, and like Mylin, our executive director, was adopted when she was older. And, you know, they're like the kids that are unadoptable. You look at their successes and you think, oh, like it's tragic.
Yeah.
But the kids, you know, and I know everyone knows this, but the kids grow up. And so we're not just adopting babies. Yeah, they have, you know, futures. So Hannah Klein is one girl. She was adopted by one of our board members, Denisha Roberts. She's been a longtime board member. And Hannah was the valedictorian at Elizabethtown High School and then went on to Penn State Shrier. So that's the Honors College at Shrier. And she's just graduating with a degree in biomedical engineering, and I hope that's right, Hannah. I hope that's exactly right. Maybe I don't know exactly the full term because it's too complicated.
If it's too complicated, then it's okay.
Right. Yeah. And a double major in German.
Wow.
And so, like, she's, it's not, I mean, and not that, you know, your self-worth is defined by a degree, but there's crazy potential with these kids. And, you know, and we have the one of our early graduates came and spoke at the gala, and his name is Zion Reddington, and he's a member of the Paralympic USA rugby team, and he won a silver medal at the last Olympics, and he's, you know, on the team again, and he just graduated, and he's going to be a freshman at Auburn and a finance major. And, you know, we have so many stories of kids who are just doing amazing things.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, if I can talk about that, the students in our orphanages. So we have at Brittany's Hope, we partner with orphanages in Vietnam, Kenya, and Ethiopia, and they were very institutional type orphanages. And we have worked really hard to create children's homes with the love and the care and the fun and the education and everything that a regular home would provide. And so, you know, at first it's, you know, we provide education, and then it's like, well, how far can they go? And now we're really looking at that, breaking that cycle of like the generational poverty. So kids are going to college and graduating with great degrees,
which is life-changing in those countries.
It is life-changing. Yeah. And it's like, it's really hard to get into college for anyone in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And so it's not just that they're graduating and they're getting by, you know, they're really excelling and passing the tests, the hard entrance exams to get into to school, and then just doing really well. And one of the, right before our gala, one of our One of our donors said, like, hey, I'm going to match, you know, anyone that gives to this program. You know, I'll match up to $20,000. And right away at the gala, like, people just stepped up and did it. So, you know, and that match will even continue later. We did the 20,000 match, and he's just all into getting kids, making sure they're educated and that they have the opportunities that, you know, we take for granted, you know, in, like, here, if you can't pay for college, there's ways to get around it so you can, you know, finance it. But that's not the case everywhere. So it's really fascinating.
Celebrate what God is doing through Brittany's Hope. You could go online, brittanyshope.org, to find out more information there, or you could be part of the Biking for Brittany that's coming up.
Yeah, Sunday, June 29th, it's Biking for Brittany. It's a metric century and metric half century bike ride. It begins and ends at the Star Barn and goes all through our beautiful areas of Mount Joy, Elizabethtown, Marietta, Hershey, and Middletown, and all along the trail. And we're pretty blessed to live. We are very blessed to live where we live. It's beautiful, and it will be a great ride. It's for a great cause. If you're really competitive, there's Strava segments that you can compete in, win cash prizes. If you're not competitive, we have fabulous rest stops with empanadas and a lot of fun food, and we have a great after party as well.
It's awesome. Sign up online, brittanyshope.org, or you can also go to bikingforbrittany.org.
Absolutely.
And it's all coming up. Well, happy 25th anniversary.
Thank
Hope
you
your
so
Biking
much.
For Brittany is a huge success. Thanks for sharing today.
Thanks for having me.
Back to the music we go with Toby Mac. This is Steal My Show on WJTL. Hey, good morning.